Hello, Trapper Joe, News is Wildlife.
Hi, I'm sorry. My name's Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. I'm sorry. I'm looking for Joseph.
Yeah, this is Joe, ma'am.
Oh, how are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Just wanted to give you a quick call here. Looks like you were looking to reactivate the service.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And when did you want to reactivate that today? I know you have an appointment later today. I just wasn't sure if right now was a good time.
Yeah, now is a great time. Actually, I thought the appointment was at 8:30.
Oh, actually, I have it set for 2 p.m., but no worries. We can take care of it right now.
Cool.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Let me just check when your account was canceled. It looks like it was about July of last year, right? And were you going to reactivate all of the same services, or has anything changed?
No, it wasn't July last year, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at an account with the name JNC Enterprises.
No, I'm looking at the Trapper Joe's. I got two accounts with you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's
let me see.
Why...
Gotcha.
Trapper Joe's Nuisance Wildlife, ma'am. Sorry about that.
No worries at all. What
I
is
got
the business?
I got two companies.
Okay. So sorry. All right, let me go ahead and pull up the correct account here. What is the business phone number for that business, please?
It's 314-220-8247.
Okay, just a moment here.
And I'm not totally shut down on that account. We just paused everything. I'm a missionary, and I was in the Philippines from October till last Thursday. That's why I paused everything until I got back.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, no problem at all. Yes, I do see it's not completely canceled. It's just on pause, and it looks like it's scheduled to reactivate on the 23rd of April. So you'll like to reactivate it as of today? Is that correct?
Yeah. We need to go over what's going on with it because, you know, I've been away for 5 months.
Okay.
In case we need to update anything or you know, maybe more aggressive advertising. I'm not sure what to do. That's why we need to talk.
Okay, gotcha. Well, looking at your account, I do see that you still have our old call tracking metric system. So, you know, the way it usually works is we have a call tracking number for you and the call goes directly to your cell phone. But we now have a new app where you can download the app on your phone and the calls go directly to the app. It's just like a little private business line for your business. Are you maybe interested in doing that, or would you like it to work the same way it used to?
Now, when a customer calls me, it still comes to my phone, correct?
Yeah, it'll just go to the app on your phone. So you just have to make sure that you have the app downloaded on your phone.
Well, what I'm saying, it goes to my app, but it still rings on the phone and everything?
Yeah, except it'll ring into the app. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with, like, for example, Facebook Messenger. If somebody calls you on Facebook, then the call will ring on your Facebook app, and you can answer the call from there. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, okay. What's the benefit of that, ma'am?
The benefit of that is that you're able to message and call back from the same number versus having to call back from your own line. For example, the way it used to work before, if somebody called your call tracking number, if you have to call them back, you'd call them back from your own phone number versus the call tracking number. And that can cause a little bit of confusion. And not just that, it helps, eliminate missed calls. I'm sorry, one moment. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So, so the benefit is just easier to use. You're also able to get your messages there. So if somebody, you know, text messages your call tracking number, you get it directly there, and you can message back from the app itself. So it's like a personal, it's like a little personal business line for your business. So it is easier to use. You can always, you know, take it off later if you don't like it, but it is a lot easier to use. We're getting a lot of really good feedback.
Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead and try that. It sounds like it probably would be okay. I mean, I'll have to work at it and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Of course. And once we get that set up for you, I'll be more than happy to give you a call and show you how to download the app and show you how to use it so that you're familiar with it.
All right. Okay. And
Okay.
Yeah, I know you just pulled it up. So what else do you see there as far as ways to get the word out better through your company?
Well, let's see here. I know you have your Facebook ads, so that's extra visibility. Once we get those ads running again, I'll ask for new ads and to be fully optimized. We do also offer Google ads. We do start with a $300 monthly minimum, but it is extra visibility on Google if you're interested in those. Those are paid ads on Google.
Yeah, it's Google AdWords.
Exactly. They used to be known as AdWords. Exactly. That's exactly right. So
okay. I mean, that's good. I didn't know you guys did that.
Yes, we do offer Google ads. They were known as AdWords, and we have a team who is trained and you know, specializes in keeping them.
Right, I know, because at one time I was spending like $10,000 in AdWords.
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, that's quite a bit. But, yes, they could be very beneficial, especially for your type of industry. So it's something
you're thinking about. Yeah, we did in-house AdWords with my secretary and my staff. So, yeah, I know what exactly, and I may go that route here shortly.
Okay, great. Yeah, in the meantime, we can run your Facebook ads and work on your local SEO here. Let me just check what else we may need from you here. Do you happen to have any new photos you can send in, Joe?
I probably, from work.
Yeah, exactly. Any new photos that you can send in? Because one thing I can do here is I can increase the post frequency on Google. We used to be able to do it maximum one time a week. Now we're doing three times a week with AI. So
okay.
It's a really good system. It's helping with traffic, and it helps to not be so repetitive on the photos if you could send some more in.
Yeah, I could send some more photos in today.
Okay. I'll send you an email that you can reply to with those photos as well, Joseph.
Okay.
Okay. Let me check what else we may need here. Just a moment. Okay. Another thing that I would suggest is if you can get a new, a new review, it will help with traffic as well. We now have a system in place where if you happen to get a good review on Google, our AI system will automatically reply to it. And it's not just a generic same reply for everyone. It actually replies specifically to the words that they're mentioning on their,
right,
on their review.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I got two new reviews from Angie Leads this month, so.
Oh, that's really good. Although we unfortunately are not able to put your Angie's List reviews on Google, it has to be left directly on Google. So once we get the app set up, I'll show you how very easily we can request reviews on Google for your past clients. And
okay. Yeah.
App.
Yeah.
Super easy on the app. Okay.
All right.
Other
so
than
the app
that,
does that. The app does that too.
Yeah, exactly. Once we get it downloaded and we log in, I can show you how to go on the app, and it's super easy to request a review. You just enter their name and their phone number or their name and their email, whatever way you want to send that request, and then it sends it very nicely worded, and you just have to click enter. So it's really easy.
Okay.
I'll show you that.
Well, on the app also, the people's called in, so I'll have their phone number on the app too.
Exactly.
And their name and information.
Mm-hmm. And you can request the review directly from the caller section. So it's really easy. I believe
they
like
right.
it.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's very good. Okay, go ahead, ma'am. Sorry.
That's okay. No worries. So, yes, besides that, let's see, reviews, photos. We're going to link your call tracking to your app. Everything else looks good right now, Joseph, but if we do need anything else internally from you, we'll let you know within 24 to 48 hours maximum.
Okay. Are you going to send me an email so I can set this app up and stuff today or what? Because I'm working in the office maybe
mm-hmm.
all day, but at least 4 hours today. I've been here for a while.
Yes, exactly. I would expect that to be fully synced with your call tracking by end of day today. If for any reason it takes longer, I'll be sure to call you anyway and let you know. But
well,
yes.
I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
I have another meeting set up for tomorrow, too, so.
Oh, okay. perfect. And that's with us, right?
yeah, with you guys, with Local Splash. I set that up because
okay.
I didn't get a phone call, at 9:30.
Gotcha.
I mean, 8:30.
I'm so sorry. It could
no,
be
no, I know. It's okay, ma'am. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I set up another meeting because I wanted to get this taken care of. Now, how long is it going to take you to optimize everything as far as to get, because I was getting good results from,
mm-hmm.
you guys just gave me really good results, And I mean, even though we was on pause because of the good results and the ranking that you guys got me so far, I've been getting calls this whole time I've been gone in the Philippines, and I'm wondering how long it's going to take you to get my ranking back up, you know?
Well, we'll be done with all of the optimization within 24 to 48 hours maximum. So everything should start to really pick up pretty much right away.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. I would give it that little bit of time. It doesn't take too long. Once we optimize, you should start to see an increase in traffic and calls and everything.
Right. And like as far as zip code coverage, are we just in the 63050 area right now?
Let me see here.
I can't remember.
No worries. I actually have you down. Well, I have service areas. So we have Arnold, Barnhart, DeSoto, Festus, Hillsborough, Jefferson County, but that's not being used on the ads. It looks like we removed Jefferson County for the ads, but we also have Murphy on there as well. I'm not sure if you'd like to make changes.
Mm-hmm. You can put Jefferson County to it. Yeah, we could spread out a little farther. I mean,
okay,
that's
perfect.
You know, when we started this, we just went Hillsborough, and then we went out just a little farther, until you rank the highest possibly in your area, and then you keep spreading.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. I'll be sure to add Jefferson County. I'm adding it right now to your ads as well.
Okay, good. Does that, and then we'll get a good ranking with that. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but then we'll go out from there.
Exactly.
I'm actually expanding my company pretty much this year, and I'm also going to start J&C Enterprise, the other company, back up also by the end of the month of April.
Oh, very good. That's really good to hear. Okay, so then we should definitely start spreading out your service areas as well. So we'll make sure to cover Jefferson County. And if you need to include any other service areas, just let us know. We'll add them for you right away.
Well, we'll just go 1 month at a time. You know, we'll after April, we'll see how things are going. And, you know, I think we talk here from the office like once a month to you guys at least.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we'll keep a close communication here, and I'll keep reviewing the account. I'll come, you know, I'll continue to check in with you, Joseph, just to make sure everything's working out perfectly.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
All right.
Okay.
So you're going to send me an email of everything for me to do, and you need pictures, and I need to download this app today.
Yes, go ahead and download the app. I'm going to go ahead and call you as soon as it's linked to your call tracking. I'm hoping it'll be no later than end of day. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll wait on that, and then we'll go ahead and – should I download it now or should I wait?
You should probably wait a couple hours. Right now we're going to reactivate the account. It just takes about an hour or so for it to –
Yeah, Well, I'll just wait till tomorrow then, ma'am. It's no problem because you guys are not going to be done until the end of the day anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I definitely by tomorrow morning. If I don't call you by end of day today, I'll keep the appointment you set up for tomorrow as well.
Okay. That'll be fine, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, you can call me early tomorrow. I mean, I start at 5 a.m., and the guys, nobody gets here till 8, so anytime you want to call me tomorrow is fine.
Okay, so about the same time tomorrow's good?
That'd be great.
Okay, perfect. I'll follow up with you nice and early tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Okay,
was there
ma'am.
Anything else that I can help with? Oh, I'm sorry. Joseph, do I have your permission to process the payment to reactivate the account for $249?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just go ahead and confirm that I have the correct card on file. I almost forgot about confirming with you. I'm sorry. It looks like we have a MasterCard ending in 7405.
That's correct.
Okay, and with your permission, I'll process the $249 right now, and then you'll also get an email confirming that payment in just the next few minutes.
All right, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today, Joseph, and I'll speak with you soon. You have a
All
great
right,
day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.